Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Onale Dini. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri has said that there have been repeated violations of the understanding which was arrived at with Pakistan earlier yesterday. Briefing reporters in New Delhi, Mr. Misri said the armed forces are giving an adequate and appropriate response to these violations and New Delhi takes a very serious note of these violations. India has called upon Pakistan to take appropriate steps to address these violations and deal with the situation with seriousness and responsibility. Mr. Misri said the armed forces are maintaining a strong vigil on the situation. He said they have been given instructions to deal strongly with any instances of repetition of the violations along the international border as well as the line of control.
भारत और पाकिस्तान के TGMOs के बीच जो पिछले कुछ दिन से चल रही सैन्य कार्रवाई को रोकने का समझौता हुआ था पिछले कुछ घंटों से इस समझौते का पाकिस्तान की ओर से घोर उल्लंघन हो रहा है भारतीय सेना जवाबी कार्रवाई कर रही है और इस सीमा अतिक्रमण से निपट रही है ये अतिक्रमण अत्यंत ही निंदनीय है और पाकिस्तान इनके लिए जिम्मेदार है हमारा मानना है कि पाकिस्तान इस स्थिति को ठीक से समझे और इस अतिक्रमण को रोकने के लिए तुरंत उचित कार्रवाई करे
The Foreign Secretary said Pakistan should understand this situation properly and take appropriate action immediately to stop this intrusion. Union Home Secretary Govind Mohan held a meeting through video conferencing last night with Chief Secretaries of States sharing border with Pakistan. Sources said they have been asked to remain alert and activate civil defense mechanism in their areas in case of any firing from across the border. This came hours after India and Pakistan announced ceasefire. India has decided that any future act of terror will be considered as an act of war against it and New Delhi will respond accordingly. Top government sources confirmed it. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has welcomed the ceasefire agreement between India and Pakistan, describing it as a positive step towards ending current hostilities and easing tensions. Stephen Dujarric, spokesman for the Secretary General, said that Guterres hopes the agreement will contribute to lasting peace and foster an environment conducive to addressing broader, long-standing issues between the two countries. It said the UN chief welcomes the ceasefire agreement between India and Pakistan as a positive step towards ending current hostilities and easing tensions. Nagaland Governor Laganesan and Chief Minister Dr. Nipirio convened a meeting at Rajbhavan Kohima yesterday to express solidarity with the Indian Armed Forces, the national leadership and commitment to national security. The meeting was attended by top government officials and officials from various security forces besides religious and community leaders. The meeting urged all religious leaders to conduct special prayer meetings across Nagaland to invoke divine protection for the soldiers, national leaders and the nation's well-being. It further called upon all citizens to remain vigilant against fake news, divisive narratives and misinformation propagated by anti-national elements. Mother's Day is being celebrated across the state today to honour mothers and mother figures. It is a time for families to express gratitude and appreciation to mothers for their love, care and sacrifices. Special services are being organised in all churches to commemorate the day. On the occasion, Chief Minister Dr. Nipirio said, "Motherhood is a sacred gift, deeply rooted in love, care and endless sacrifice." Calling mothers as the heart of families and soul of communities, Dr. Rio paid tribute to all mothers and those who lovingly embrace the role of a mother. Meanwhile, Deputy Chief Minister Y. Patton also wished all mothers a blessed Mother's Day and offered prayers and peace to those whose mothers have passed on. And at the ongoing Khelo India Youth Games 2025 being held in Bihar, Nagaland men's sepak takraw team secured one silver medal in regu event and two bronze in the quad and team events. Congratulating the team on the achievement, the Nagaland Sepak Takraw Association highlighted that this marked the first time that the state men's team defeated Manipur in the regu semi-final. Chief Minister Nipirio has congratulated the Nagaland team on their commendable performance at the ongoing Khelo India Youth Games. He informed that the girls' team won gold in Sepak Takraw doubles. Dr. Rio congratulated both the girls and boys team for their dedication and success. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Have a nice day.